I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Yeah.
I wonder if this is the fight song over at Duke Ellington High School. It should be. Love Sir Duke. Although, since Duke Ellington High School is actually a performing arts venue, I doubt they have a fight song for their non-existent football team. But that being said, there are much bigger problems over at that high school, as been revealed by an audit recently conducted by our guest, DC Auditor Kathy Patterson. And we're so happy that she joins us now. Thanks for coming.
Good morning.
So the renovation of Duke Ellington School for the Arts in Georgetown was originally budgeted and passed and approved for $71 million. And your audit now has discovered that this project is up to $178 million, and it could be growing, right?
Absolutely. We still don't know what the final number is going to be. But this is, it's actually not unusual in terms of our school modernization program. A lot of the schools have seen that kind of growth because basically we're sort of putting shovels in the ground before we finish the planning. And so everything seems to be going up along the way without knowing at the front end what you're going to be spending.
Now, yeah, I've never worked in government, so you'll have to help me out with this. But in the private sector, if you embark on a project and you don't know how much something is going to cost, you don't approve the cost. You actually get a budget that's much more feasible. And when you have these kind of overruns, heads start to roll. How did this happen, and whose heads are rolling?
Well, if no one's heads are rolling just yet, but if you and I sat down to plan how we would do school modernization, and we said, let's spend as much as we possibly can, that's sort of the process we have in place. And we have some fabulous new schools. But the question becomes, is what we're spending today going to preclude finishing the job? And that's what's kind of a concern. I mean, Duke Ellington will be a wonderful new school. It will serve the performing arts students very, very well. But it becomes a question of how are we sort of having discipline over the public tax dollars we're spending.
Do you happen to know how many square feet this project is? Because when you build something, you figure out the cost per square foot.
Well, it's going to be a very, very high per square foot figure. And one of the things we showed in our report that came out last summer was on some of the high schools we looked at, they were well over what was in the planning document.
But do you actually have the number of how many square feet are in this project?
It's in our report. It's well over 100,000. I can pull that out for you.
Right.
I don't happen to remember it off the top of my head. There are a couple of numbers that are important, though, the per square foot cost, but also the per square foot per student, which is over 400 square feet per student, because in this new large facility, we're going to be serving 600 performing arts students, and it's an important priority for the city.
And I understand it is a performing arts school, and therefore the needs and the design of the school are different than your traditional school. I get all that. But I'm reading reports all around the place here where you can build a pretty good-sized high school, 151,000 square feet, for example, and it comes in at about 300 square feet, $300 per square foot.
Right.
And you're already talking about, being somewhere in the neighborhood of $400
per
square foot.
Well, $424 per square foot, and it's 167,000 square feet.
167,000 square feet. Well, it seems like we could do that for a lot less than the amount of money that has been laid out here.
We probably could, but again, sort of trying to bring discipline to cost has not been the priority. The priority has been design, has been making each of our high schools iconic, meeting the requests of the community. What's interesting about Duke Ellington is it will be serving performing arts students, but there will be a lot of the space empty during parts of the day. And one of our recommendations is to have DCPS work with the high school to figure out maybe there's some other alternative uses for that space when the performing arts students aren't, in fact, not using the space, so that we can, have some additional value for the dollars that we're expending. That's one of our recommendations.
You're talking about the school modernization program, and that's what's at play here at Duke Ellington. But as you mentioned, this is going on in other parts of the district. And frankly, it's going on in other parts of the Washington metro area. Would it not have been cheaper to tear down the old school and just build a new school from scratch?
Absolutely, it would have been cheaper. But the building that was Western High School is historic. It's on both the federal and the local lists of historic places. So tearing down the facade would not have been probably very feasible. We do note that a couple of other locations were looked at for the new high school. One, the current Logan School near Union Station, another, a field west of where the Ellington School is today. And both of those sites were not chosen for different reasons.
Mm.
So there are other ways to sort of bring down the cost. But one of the points we're trying to make is that all the policymakers need to make these decisions in a concerted, planful way
Yeah.
before shovels go in the ground.
Should somebody be fired as a result of this?
Well, one of the things, I don't know that anyone will be fired.
Isn't that a problem that somebody's not going to be fired after going over $100 million?
You'd have to go back into previous administrations for the way this process was set up, and I think a lot of those people aren't there now. But what DGS, the Department of General Service, is doing now is building in some more internal capacity to watch over the kinds of planning and to watch over some of the processes going forward. So that's at least a hopeful sign. And again, I want to be clear, it's not that this may not be too much money, but to do it in such a piecemeal way doesn't permit a thorough vetting of what you're spending as you go along.
And that leads me to my next question. Again, I'm looking at this through the perspective of what happens in the real world, in the private sector. When did this project begin, when it was first approved for $71 million?
It was first approved for $71 million in the FY12 capital improvement plan.
So at some point over the last 4 years, as this project went on, clearly people knew, oh my gosh, we're going over. In fact, we're going to go double what was originally budgeted. At what point do things stop and they go back and they say, hey guys, we need more money, or maybe we need to rethink this entire project? Is that built into the program?
It's only built in at a certain point when there's some value engineering. Typically, it's when you hire the contractor. And again, the way we do it, we plan a building, we hire an architect, we have all the designs, we work with the community, and then we hire a builder, and the builder says, look, guys, this is going to cost twice what you think it is. And at that point, everybody is bought into what we're doing. And so to say, no, we're going to, like, scale back, we're going to do half what we all agreed we would do, that's where you leave the community and where you leave council members. It's not a good way to do business.
That just takes political will. I mean, look at the Purple
Line.
The Purple Line was approved for a certain amount of money, but the final money was never allocated until Governor Hogan came in. Governor Hogan came in and said, no, we're not going to spend that kind of money. If we're going to do the Purple Line, here's how we'll do it. And guess what? Everyone's on board now. So there's just no political will to say, nope, we don't want to spend that money because it's not their money.
Well, and again,
that was a statement, not a question, but I just thought I'd vent at you.
But if we drew a line in the sand today and said, okay, for the 25 additional schools we need to fix in our public school system, we're going to do that differently. I think that would make sense. Not that we're not going to build fabulous schools, but let's build them in at least a cost-conscious kind of way. Schools that also have some cost discipline.
Is that idea actually receiving some, you know, warm and fuzzies from the D.C. Council, or are you getting pushback?
Well, the fact that eventually we will run out of money, eventually we will hit our debt cap, that is, I hope, bringing a little bit more discipline.
Oh, I don't know. Have you seen Metro lately? Kathy Patterson, we appreciate the work that you're doing.
Yeah,
and if
thanks,
you need
Kathy.
To get the word out about these things, let us know, because they listen. We have
to. Thank you.
Thank you.
So now I've been calculating here.
I get nervous when you do math.
I knew, but I actually used a calculator, so I'm sure of it.
All right.
Even if you go $400 per square foot, which is $100 more per square foot than the average
than
high school
cost, yeah.
It's $67 million for this high school.
But it's $178 million.
I know. Something's not right about this. I think there needs to be an investigation.
Very good to have the auditor here, Kathy Patterson, and we will definitely follow up.